Thank you, Russell, for tuning in for another great interview. This time we have one of my favorite bands, Los Arcos Hermanos Peña, who are from Demet, Texas, out in West Texas. And we're going to be talking to them about their beginnings as Los Arcos del Norte. We're also going to be talking to them about being a backup band for many other artists, including the late, great Cornelio Reyna. We're going to have a couple of those tracks also. We'll be talking to them about family losses, which, of course, are band losses. They've lost members before. But good news, they'll be celebrating their 35th anniversary this coming June 21st, 2014, at the Fiesta Center in Lubbock, Texas, with, and this is an impressive lineup, with Los Dos Gilbertos, Grupo Mazore, Infinito, Grupo Escorpión de Hidalgo, and Los Viciosos. And at the show, something special is going to go on, because if you're a big Arcos fan like I am, that night they're going to have their entire catalog on CD available for sale for all you super fans, including their brand new CD called Corridos. So we hope you join us, Rancho Alegre there in Lubbock on the 21st. Come on out, it's going to be a great show. So without further ado, let's go ahead and go to this great interview on this great band, which I feel is underappreciated. But they were the highlight of the 2014 Rancho Alegre Conjunto Festival. They were the headliners on our Saturday, which is the main day of the event. And they just hit it out of the ballpark. They were awesome and will forever be in their debt for coming out to perform for us. So let's go ahead and take it away. Here's the interview, and I hope you enjoy it. You're listening to Rancho Alegre Radio. I am Baldomero El Paranero Cuellar, and let's take it away. Thank you. Okay, amigos, here we are once again, Rancho Alegre Radio, this time with Los Arcos Hermanos Peña here in West Texas. Guys, thank you for joining me, man.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
No problem. And let's go ahead and get some information on Los Arcos Hermanos Peña. First, let's go around the room. Introduce yourself and what do you play? I know not all the members are here, but maybe they'll show up. So let's start over here with this.
Yes, my name is Fidencio Peña, and I'm the drummer for Los Hermanos Peña.
Gilbert Peña, bass player.
I'm Larry Peña, the sax player.
And I'm Jerry Peña, accordion player.
And when have you guys just been with Los Arcos, or have y'all started, you know, in different bands? Or how did this start? I guess that's what it is. What started the band?
Well, my dad bought an accordion. And actually, he bought it from my brother Luis, the bajo player. But Luis, back in the day, he wasn't too much into girls. So anyway, my dad said, you know what, mijo, you can have the accordion. So he gave it to me. And I was 9 years old at the time when I got the accordion.
Uh-huh.
And every time my dad's compadres would come over, mijo, get the accordion, play a polka for my... The only polka I knew.
Right.
Viva Laredo. Bueno, Nuevo Laredo.
Okay.
Nuevo Laredo. And the straps kind of long, so I would bend back like this. And he said, mira, compadre, se hace arco para tocar. Póngale los arcos. Boom. That's the arcos right there.
Is that right?
So that's the only band I've ever played with Los Arcos.
Okay. And the rest of you guys just with Los Arcos? Or?
Yes, I started back in 91, 92.
Okay.
The drums. Fresh out of high school, and the guy said, you're going to play the drums, and you're going to like it. And that's it. So
well,
here I am.
Actually, back in '92, we lost my other brother, the drummer. He was only 26. We lost him to cancer.
Wow!
And that right there made the group take a nosedive. We were hit us so hard.
Right.
And we never had anything like that happen to us. And the drummer, he was so. Actually, he would have been our keyboard player, because we wanted to make the group bigger. Uh-huh. And at one time, there were seven of us already in the group: the keyboard player, saxophone player, and my other brother, and everybody else. We lost my brother to cancer.
Right.
And So we took him on a keyboard, put him like, so when he said, you're going to play drums or you're going to like it. So so that's how he came in.
And what's the current, I know we're missing some people. What are their jobs with
the bajo player, Luis Peña, the second. Mm-hmm. The vocalist, which is his son, Luis Peña, the third. And his other son, Oscar, is another vocalist.
Oh, okay.
So when you hear the Larcos, you hear all kinds of different voices come from everywhere.
Right, right. Yeah, but it's always been pretty much a family thing, yeah. You know, that going with the name of Hermanos Peña. And it's nice that you guys kept that in there, you know what I mean? Pointing out that you're a familia.
Yes,
you
yes.
Know? And how many CDs y'all got out, brother?
Right now we have 38.
Wow.
38 CDs to our name.
That's great. That's great.
Which includes Tucum Corriendo Reina. We had it was an honor to record with your señor, Campas Descanse, you know,
Corriendo
Reina, and we've done one with Antonio Zamora, a big shot from Mexico.
Okay.
Cristo Tarango, a lot of people la conoce por Sonrisas.
Oh, okay.
Did an album with her, and, you know, so we've been around. Now, I'm not saying we're around, but we've been around.
So, basically, y'all been touring all over the U.S. Tell me a little bit about your experiences.
We're as far as experiences
on the road, you know.
We try to dodge McDonald's as much as we can. These guys want to give you, if it's not McDonald's, it's Burger King. No, just kidding. We've been all over the U.S. You know, Florida. Portland and Oregon, Toppenish, Washington, Sunny Side, Washington, Idaho, California. Help me out here, Gilbert.
Michigan,
wow. Wisconsin,
Colorado,
Montana, Wyoming, Florida, North Carolina, South wow. Carolina, Arizona, California.
Trips to Mexico, any?
Mexico, we've been all over Mexico.
Is that right?
The farthest down into Mexico that we've been, and it was San Cristobal de Chiapas.
Oh, okay.
Which is like 50 miles to the borderline of Honduras, which is wow. another, which is past Mexico.
Right, right.
And believe me, it's an adventure.
It's a different world.
Right? Like this. But yeah, Culiacán, Los Mochis, Sinaloa, San Luis Potosí. We've done a lot of Mexico.
Right, right.
You know, we really have.
And record companies, who have you guys recorded
record
with?
Record companies, Joey Records, Hacienda Records, Lacer, Mozart out of La Capital.
Right.
Freddie. We've done some Freddie. ¿Quién más, bro?
JB.
JB Records out of San Antonio. Okay. Jaime de Benavides. So we've...
Gallo Records from Amarillo.
Gallo Records out of Amarillo.
And being that you're out in West Texas, you know, it's pretty far from the like San Antonio and stuff like that, y'all still maintain regular gigs... I'm going to call them the Tejano hotspots.
Yes, right? we do. And a lot of people ask us that question, why are we? And to us right here at the center, we just got back from the state of Indiana
right.
4 weeks ago. So from here to Indiana is closer than from El Valle.
Exactly.
From here to California is closer than from South Texas. So right here is closer. We've been up to Warren, Wyoming, Billy, Montana, Cheyenne,
right,
that way.
Right.
So it's closer from here to all these places versus coming, like, I think Elida is El Valle, no?
Right, she is.
Imagínate, right. She has to come all the way from down there over here.
And that's where the question comes from, because I hear a lot from the guys in the Valle, we won't go far, you know, it's too far, lo que sea. So I was wondering how it works for you guys, you know, being here in West Texas in the flatlands.
One of the things is the love for music. We get up on stage and we feel that together...
It was worth it.
It's worth it, and you get sometimes you get chills when you see people responding and
definitely
to your music, and we'll do it go anywhere. Maybe not Mexico right now, but
oh, definitely it's rough right now. I understand that,
but anywhere.
And do you think it works in your favor that the times that y'all do get to go? The Valley. I mean, I'm not sure how many times I do go, but if it's, you know, wherever you go that you don't go often, the response is like almost like they know who you are, but they treat you like a new band, you know.
Exactly.
Is that the strategy that you're going for?
That's true, because people feel like seeing you. You know, and now with the World Wide Web, you know, they see you, they see YouTube, they see you. Man, I want to see these guys in person.
Right, right.
You know, and well, that family not too long ago that hired us from Del Valle, San Benito?
Edinburgh. Right. It was Edinburgh. He said, we saw you guys in Los Ramones in Nuevo León. He goes, I was 9 years old when, wow, when you guys were jamming up there in Chiquitas in Monterrey, in Los Ramones in Nuevo León. And he goes, one day I'm going to bring you guys, I'm going to hire you. He told me this himself, and I said, wow, that's cool. He goes, I was 9 years old, and I stood by the stage, watched you guys all night, and now you're playing for me. And you guys sound better than ever. You guys still have the same drive. And I said, man, I said, that's good to know.
That's awesome.
That's good to know. And I, you know, I appreciate those people that you know, give us those compliments, because it just makes us want to keep going.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Te da ánimo. Te da ánimo. Okay, amigos, we're here with Los Arcos Hermanos Peña. We'll be right back. Rancho Alegre Radio.
Thank you. te va a costar a él también mi lágrima. Cuando tengas que decirme o decirle a quien tú quieres más, mejor pa' mí, pa' ti, mi amor, pa' él también decirnos. Decidido estamos ya, todo está en ti, mi amor. Te va a costar a él también mi lágrima. Cuando tengas que decirme o decirle a quien tú quieres más, mejor pa' mí, pa' ti, mi amor, pa' él también decirlo.
Okay, amigos, we're back at Rancho Alegre Radio here with Los Arcos, Hermanos Peña. And being that, like we were talking about, that you're here in the flatlands, you know, not really considered, you know, too much of a Tejano scene, but the success with you guys and the Hometown Boys, I feel it's a hot spot to me, you know, being that they were from Lubbock and stuff. But anyway, with that, what brought y'all out of the shell? What got y'all out of West Texas and you know, and to explore different avenues of the industry?
I think that one of the things that really helped is that we have family everywhere. Our family was a big family. So they'd get a hold of somebody over there, hey, bring my cousins. And we'd go, and we'd sell. Back then, I put a cassette.
Right.
And then we'd sell, and then they would call the company, hey, give me the number to these guys. And the company would call, hey, they're calling you from Florida. They're calling you from Washington State because we've been up there promoting.
Oh, okay.
So that's the way we would do things.
So it was a grassroots, basically, without the big management
exactly.
And all that stuff.
Yes, sir.
And Gilbert, you were saying that you had started in Indiana?
Yeah, the exploring? Group. They started up with my brother, Jerry and the Buggles. That's correct.
Wow.
They started up in there, up in Indiana, and then we came down West Texas and...
We moved out here in 77, 78.
So y'all were already, you know, a band by that time?
My brother Luis and I, yes.
That's amazing.
The two oldest ones started, and then, like we said, the drummer, Juan Ramon Peña, the one we lost him back in 82. And after I came in a couple of years, that's when we lost him.
Wow.
So it was Juan Peña brothers after that.
What was cool is that when we moved, and my older brother started, we're playing, they would go and compete. Lubbock would have all these contests, Cojuntu shoot-offs, and just all these contests. And the Arcos would walk away with first place. So when you get a band in a big town of Lubbock where there's tons of musicians, and you can walk away with first place, that means you got something. You
definitely,
know?
Yeah.
There's something
yeah.
that you need to be looking at.
Right, right. And just so promoters out there that, you know, because of course it seems like promoters are bouncing out all the time, what do y'all bring your own sound to events, or do they supply that? Or
usually, I know that nowadays everybody wants sound to be rented. We try to set up our own.
Right.
Because for the simple reason that we try to give the people the best that we have.
Right.
And you're used to your own sound. Good or bad, you're used to your stuff, and that's what you're going to sound like.
Right.
And usually where we go, they have great sound. But whenever we can, we take our own sound.
Right, right. You know, so. And that's becoming scarce. You know, a lot of people are expecting the sound. And MBDS, on that note of the sound, we've heard stories of double billing with other artists, and of course not mentioning names, but we've heard stories of they'll sound great on stage, but when it's time for you to play, you know, the sound just isn't up to par. Have y'all experienced that?
Yes, we experienced that. all the time. One of the main reasons is that we're when we get up on stage, we play with a lot of feeling,
right,
and a lot of emotion, and everybody strums their instrument or hits their instrument extra hard,
right?
Because I guess of the excitement and or just the way
the
group
is
used to playing, and these guys sing really, really powerful. So if you get a small system that's mediocre, and you get the articles up there to perform, well, it's gonna sound really, really good.
Right.
Okay, and then if you get a band that another band, like you said, won't mention any names. They'll get up to perform and they play really soft and they're used to playing the way they do, and it's people are gonna say, why do you guys sound louder than these guys? Most of the time, it's the way the musician plays, you know.
Right.
And that's the only explanation that I have for that.
And it's very true. I never thought of it that way, because if you see a show with like Los Osibertos, who play like powerful, mm-hmm. and then you have Gilberto Perez, who has a soft touch to his mm-hmm. playing, mm-hmm. you're right. It has nothing to do with the sound.
And it's, what we do there is like, okay, you have your own engineer. There it is. There's your sound. I mean, the equipment is ours. If you sound good, if you sound bad, hey, it's your engineer.
Right.
So there you are. Do whatever you want with it. It's yours.
See, that's the thing with us. You know, when we play with other groups, our sound is there.
Right.
You do what you want with it. We won't mess with it. If you need help, we'll help you.
Right.
You know, we've been a lot in this business too long to be, you know, cutting somebody, making them sound bad.
Exactly.
That's not our style. Our style is go for it. We're in the same business. Do it. You know what I mean?
And like you guys said, you'll share your sound. You're there to help. Have y'all run into bands that are like, you can't use this, or or we'll rent you this, you know? Or
tell them about the
no names.
No names.
Scratch that out.
I will.
Yeah, we've been with these bands that really, really, they... I'm gonna
prima donnas.
Quick story. There's a big, big name band.
Right.
I mean, these guys are international, and we were supposed to play together. Well, he goes, you can't set your sound because you can use ours, but, you know, we were just like, well, we'll set up our stuff. No, there's no room for y'all. So they set up, and then when we do get up there, they put two lights, one on my brother's face and one on mine, hot white lights, and we're sweating, trying, can't see nothing, we're trying to play, we can't hear nothing, and we're suffering, okay?
Right.
And so they were being really, really greedy.
Wow.
Then they get up, guess what? The drummer, the road crew left the cymbals somewhere the night before. They had no cymbals on the drums.
Oh, wow.
Hey, guys, can we borrow y'all cymbals?
We're like,
you know, after we went back and forth and said, okay, go ahead. There it is. Take it all. You know, no problem. You know, we could have said, you know what? We're not going to.
Right.
You know, but no, you know, that's not us. Hey, there it is, man. Right. And that's not the only band we have trouble with. Another big international band that we play with, we set up our equipment. They sat there. They go, we don't let our equipment to nobody. We don't care who you are. I said, okay. We started first. When they went up, their pineapps burned out. They had no sound.
Karma.
You know, I said, guys, you know, I said, look, remember what you told me when we first started? But you know what? We're not like that here, man. Take the whole thing. We're barely trying out a brand new system. We had to go get in El Paso.
Right.
And we're barely trying it. A big humongous one. And it was sounding good. And they said, there it is, man. It's all yours. He couldn't believe it because he knew he messed up at first what he said.
Right.
But you never know. It could be new and it's going to blow up on you. So that's
definitely, nothing's for sure in digital equipment, man.
You know, so, you know, we've been through a lot with that.
And this happened to us not too long ago. It was another big band we brought. And they were changing their hours on us, this and that. And we were fed up. You know what, man? Just take your stuff and leave, man. You know, we were at that point.
Right.
And I kind of butted heads with the road manager. And then they were looking for a motel around us. Man, there's no motels. It was too small of a town. And he goes, well, there's a taxi here? Yeah, I pulled my keys out. Here, man, take my car.
Wow.
He looked at me like, really? I said, yeah, man. He said, I told you, man, we're not like that, man. We're in this business together. But take the keys, take my car, man. The closest motel is 20 miles, man. Go for it. And he just took the keys and he walked out.
Wow.
And he came back and gave me, he said, hey man, thanks. I said, no problem. Amazing. And after that, they settled down, you know, because we're not like that. We've never been like that.
Right.
Our
right.
dad's always told us, you know what? You treat people the way you want to be treated.
Exactly.
And that's the way we are.
Yeah, because you never know when it's you that needs an amp at a show.
You know, it may not be us. It may be our kids.
True.
It may be
very true.
Like, you know, my brother. You know, that's one thing dad always taught us. You know, miras en bien.
Right.
You guys, as hermanos, no se van entendiendo. You guys, miras en bien. And that's what we do. And then, you know, try to take care of other people. If you can help somebody, help them out.
Right.
Know, because it may not be you that they're going to help out. Maybe, you know, down the line, it's going to be your daughter that went to college and is in Austin. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Maybe that same guy. Hey, man. There you go. You see what I'm saying?
And especially since this family has gone through a tragedy with cancer, you never know when a band's going to need, you know, like the medical benefits and stuff. When, you know, I've seen people help each other all the time. And what I've noticed sometimes is that people who do not deserve to get help because they were mean to people, they're the ones who are asking everyone for help. And it's good to see that people still come out for them. It just shows you the corazón that they have. But there's a good lesson right there. You know, be good to everyone. Karma will come back on you. So let's go ahead and take another break with the música de los hermanos Peña, Los Arcos, here on Rancho Lira Radio.
aquí te mando.
Rancho Alegre Radio with Los Arcos Hermanos Peña. And guys, let's talk about some experiences with your camaradas of the industry. I know you, Gilbert, had a story of Roberto Pulido coming down. You want to share that with us?
Yeah, we're playing together in Milshire, Texas.
Uh-huh.
And we had played before in a bunch of times in Florida and all that. So we knew Roberto pretty good. So we
Roberto Pulido?
Yeah, Roberto uh-huh. Pulido. We played in Milshue. We set up our stuff and stuff, and the promoter was like, "Where's Pulido? Where's Roberto at?" And he was late. You know, he still had to set up his sound. So he gets there 10 minutes before showtime, and he's there by the board, talk to us, and that promoter comes, "Hey, Pulido, you gotta set up. You know, it's already 10 till showtime. You're not even ready." He goes, "Man, I'll be ready in 5 minutes." Roberto Pulido told the promoter. "What do you mean 5 minutes?" He turns around, looks at my brother. "Hey, Peña, you lend me the sound?" Goes, "Yeah, there it is." He turns around, looks at the promoter. "Oh, where to go, man?" I thought he just laughed. He couldn't believe what he just witnessed. You know, it was awesome.
And you, Jerry, were talking about you have a like, you know, some people will say, "Yeah, we're somos camaradas," but you know, they're not really connected. They just when they see each other, se miran bien. But you guys have got a really strong relationship. With Roberto Pulido, because I mean he sang for your late brother.
Yes, he did.
Is that right? How did that come about?
Well, my late brother, composer canse, Mr. Ramon Peña, he had a song que canta Roberto un siglo de amor.
Uh-huh.
I mean that was one of his favorites of Pulido. So when he came down to play for our Jamaica here in Dimon, then you know I hired him for that. He went to my brother's, him and Leonel, composer canse Leonel.
Right.
They went to my brother's graveside and they sang that for him.
Wow.
And that's something that we'll take with us forever, you know.
That's something that hits the heart.
Estamos bien agradecidos con Roberto y Lionel for doing that, you know.
Right.
Eliseo Robles,
did the same thing.
Yeah, you were saying that he actually came here to your home.
We were celebrating our 30th anniversary.
Oh, felicidades.
And we brought Eliseo Robles for that event.
Right.
On Saturday and Sunday, we brought him here to the house, and we set up outside, and we started jamming. And we asked him for that favor. He'll say, what do you see? You know, so he went out there. Samuel Ramos Los Tesoros.
Right.
También
right.
They went to do the same thing.
Wow.
Grupos de esos que canciones que
Los Palominos.
Los Palominos did the same thing. La canción La Chapucera de Los Palominos.
Wow.
My brother was one of his favorites. So all these bands that my brother loved, we've taken them out there, and estamos bien agradecidos con todos ellos.
Right. That's beautiful.
You know,
that's
something que se conecta con el grupo, you know, and when we found out about Jesse de Los Palominos, the accident they had,
right.
We were in Florida playing. Well, we took off straight from Florida straight to Valley for the funeral, even.
Right.
You know, so we go back a long way.
Right, right. And that's one of the things I wanted to point out with you guys. I mean, some guys will say somos camaradas, but y'all guys mean it. These are people that mean a lot. Y tú, Larry, you had a story about when Eliseo was here. You left at 4 and then came back for more. What's going on?
I left around 2:30
in the morning.
Yeah, in the morning, because he kept saying that he had to go. He had to go. And his wife was kind of looking at him with a lazy eye, you know what I mean? So he kept saying he had to go, so I told my bros, hey, bro, I got to go. And then Buddy calls me, he says, hey, bro, he's coming back. You know, he's not leaving, he's still here. And I said, well, hold there, I'll be back. I said, I'm going right back. I came right back, man. We stayed out here until about 4 in the morning, man.
Wow, 4:30.
The guy is just real down to earth.
Right.
The accordion player, we went outside, you know, and... You know, did our business, and
right.
He was beside me, and he's a tall guy, and he said that he was telling me that he didn't know what to expect. He right. said I didn't even know. He goes, we've never been this way. You know,
right.
He goes, we didn't know what to expect. He goes, but you guys treated us like family. You know?
Right.
And it's awesome. And like my brother said, he come over, man. He pretty much picked me up. And, you know, it was like this. He was like really tall, man. He picks me up. And,
the moral of the story is, if we ever get around that accordion player, if he hugs you, you better be ready.
And so I think that's what a lot of the, I guess what we call the superstars of the music industry are missing, is that most people approach them and put them on a pedestal. What they're lacking is someone to treat them like a human being, you know, like a person. And they respond to that. So, you know, that's I guess that's another moral of the story. Like you guys, I mean, here we are, first time meeting, and we're at home here, you know, talking to you guys. And I just want to point out, these guys are,
yes.
And these guys are down to earth, you know, not like a lot of others, and we won't mention their names. that they just want a barrier, you know, and they just want to high and by. And another thing that I'm seeing that's a scary trend to me as a lifelong fan of the industry is that you're getting a lot of these bands that they get off the stage, they go straight out the door and split. They won't take pictures with the fans, sign some autographs. You guys, I get the feeling that you are fan based, so I don't think you guys would.
We've sat there and signed autographs and taken pictures until our next turn to go up. We couldn't get away,
right?
And we will stay there until the last fan wants an autograph. That's just,
right.
That's just the
right.
way it is. Because the fans put you there, the fans will take you down.
That's exactly right.
And
exactly
they need right. to understand that. Again, I'm not going to mention names, but Big Dude came to Amarillo, and the people were disappointed. People then were talking about it. They were saying, hey, you know, these guys are so big. And they didn't want us, they didn't want to acknowledge the fans.
Right.
And we're the ones that put them there, is what they said. And I said, right. You know, you're right.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, pero cada cabeza en su mundo.
Yeah,
and so,
yeah. And the thing is that, I mean, I'm not from here. I used to spend time here back in the 80s. When someone would come through town, it was such a big deal. You know what I mean? People really, you know, coming out here, it's más rancheros than anything. So you can imagine how hard they work for their money. And they go to see you, and imagine the guy that you came to see or the band. And then they split. I mean, that's really bad for the, you know.
It really is. Like you know? Said, people work hard for the meal out here.
Yeah.
But agriculture.
That's right. That's
you
right.
Know, you know, so when they get a chance, some people work 7 days a week.
Right. Right.
Because, come on, the feedlots around here, the cattle, they don't know if it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Christmas.
Right.
They eat
right.
7 days a week. They
that's
drink
right.
water 7 days a week. somebody has to do that.
Right.
So when that person gets a day off to go see the artist and they treat him like that, oh, that's...
Definitely, yeah, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Yes.
Okay, let's take another break with the music of Los Arcos Hermanos Peña. We'll be right back. Rancho Alegre Radio.
Corazón me palpitaba, te quise hablar, pero palabras no encontraba. Estuve a punto de correr hacia tu lado, quise moverme, me sentí paralizado. Sé que no puedo seguir de esta manera. Algo nació que hasta brotó en mí por fuera. Tú me pegaste en lo más hondo del alma, con un amor que has encendido y no se calma. Te vengo a declarar que ya no aguanto más. Siento ganas de gritar por lo que siento yo por dentro. Es algo raro y muy distinto a lo demás. No hay quien compare si es capaz a lo que traigo yo por dentro. Te vengo a declarar, me has conmovido el corazón. Has despertado dentro en mí algo que nunca había sentido. Es algo grande y muy profundo de mi ser. Es como un nuevo amanecer. Es un amor puro y distinto. No aguanto más, siento ganas de gritar por lo que siento yo por dentro. Es algo raro y muy distinto a lo demás. No hay quien compare si es capaz a lo que traigo yo por dentro. Te vengo a declarar, conmovido el corazón, has despertado dentro en mí algo que nunca había sentido. Es algo grande y muy profundo de mi ser. Es como un nuevo amanecer. Es un amor puro y distinto.
Fíjate bien a quién engañar. Si más que una vez te fuiste de mí, no sé para dónde. Si fue mi sentencia, porque mentí, no puedo más. Y cuando paloma la mires pasar, detente pronto. Porque si ella te llega a mirar, va a recordar. Detente pronto, porque si ella te llega a mirar, va a recordar y sentirá.
Hermanos Peña, and guys, politics. It doesn't seem like there's a lot of politics in the Tejano industry or the Conjunto industry, but I'm sure you've seen your share as far as promoters that keep booking the same bands, nothing against them, but booking the same bands for the festival and won't really give anyone else outside of that a shot. Y'all run into that?
Yes, we have. And again, I'm not going to mention it.
Of course, right.
There's a promoter. Promoter, and he also had his own band. Of course, his band was always the one with the upcoming band. He would never hire anybody else.
Right.
And we said, well, okay, well, that's fine. You know, it is sad that they can't see over that.
Exactly. And then they wonder about dwindling attendance, and if they're bringing the same bands over and over, I mean, that's how many tickets can they sell year after year? Now, I'm gonna bring up something here. Respect of the industry. You guys are a tremendous band. I am a fan.
Thank you.
Of you guys. You know, we have you all over our playlist. We push our music as much as we can or we're able to. But you're one of the bands that, for as long as you've been in the industry and the history that you have, I just feel like y'all don't get the respect y'all deserve by the industry. Do y'all feel that way, or is it just me that, you know? And this has happened to others. You're not the only ones. I don't want y'all to think that you're the only ones, but y'all one of the ones that I've noticed.
It's true. We feel that way. And not only us, there's other people that they've told me, you know what? Eres un rey sin corona.
Right.
You know, and I said, yeah. And what
and,
do we do?
And to us, it comes back to politics.
Right.
Some companies, they want, you know, gifts or prizes,
right?
Try to play you on the radio, or
kind of the old-fashioned payola, as they call it.
Yeah, that's what. There's a lot of that out there. It's hidden, but it is definitely out there.
That's amazing,
and it's kind of hard for musicians that want to come up to get somewhere.
That's just amazing to me. Like I said, because your catalog, you know, over 30 CDs strong. And I mean, that usually tells people that the band is a successful band and is the real deal. And, you know, I myself, due to my health issues, I've missed a lot of the festivals the last, like, 5 years and stuff. But if given the chance, you know, if everything fell right, I would be there. And it just upsets me that, I mean, your sound is tight on your CDs. I mean, Chihuahuas, y'all are up there. Y'all are up there. Y'all have got it down. Which brings me to my next question. You're not a band that you know, because we do a lot of polls, you know, to see what people like, and we talk about band performances, and we hear a lot of bands, by the time they hit the stage, they're fall down drunk. We've heard of artists fall off the stage. I haven't heard that from you, from people that have been to your shows, that you know, that catch y'all every time you're in San Antonio and stuff. They always say that you're tight, you know, on stage, just as you are, you know, in CDs. Where did y'all get that strong work ethic, man? I mean, you know, because it's fading. It's fading. There's a lot of these guys that the party's about them, you know. Yes. And you guys are para la gente. It's, y'all get it. Y'all get what you're supposed to be doing.
Una cosa que my dad always told us, mijo, pa uno hay otro. There's always somebody out there better than you.
Right.
You know, and don't forget that. Don't forget where you come from. And when you go up there on stage, these people come, they work hard for their money to come pay to see you. Then you need to show them respect and put your 110% out there.
Right.
And that's what we try to do as Dave. We stay away from anything that we, you know, alcohol and stuff like that.
Right.
Because we need to give the people 110%.
That's right. And there's no logins after, you know, have a
party
afterwards.
Then, you know. But, and it's not a lot, but there's a lot of people that, was that really you guys playing? Was it a CD? No. It was us. It's live.
Right.
You know, and that makes us feel good because we know we're doing something right.
That's right.
We did a television show, and the guys asked us, hey, do you guys want to put a mimic or do you guys want to do it live? I said, let's go live. But let me set up my soundboard.
Right.
And then so we put everything in the sound, make everything, and then we just went run line into their board, and they were amazed because you guys are the first group to come here and do that. Everybody else does it. Mimic, you know.
Wow.
My sobrino calls one of us. I think it was, is that really CD or was that really you? No, that was us.
Wow.
You know, but we're really particular about that. We want to give the people
the
best that we have.
And do you remember the name of that TV show? What
was it? Yes, it was in here in Lubbock. What was it about?
It's on YouTube.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Is it Fox?
I think it is Fox.
Fox.
Fox. Wow. Out of Lubbock. And it's on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Cinco de Mayo, no?
Yeah, yeah, it was one Cinco de Mayo that day. And hear the sound.
And did you ever do the vueltas with the Johnny Canales?
Oh, yes, we did. Yeah, Johnny Canales.
Take it away. And what about any other TV?
In Mexico, hicimos a lot of TV.
Right, okay.
You know, we did a bunch of TV in Mexico. Aquí en Estados Unidos, we did in Harlingen. I don't know if you remember that show in Harlingen. De que estaba Boteo, Rogelio. Oh, I forget his name.
I think that show turned into Más Allá Domingo Live, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Este señor era el locutor de KGBT.
Right.
Harlingen.
Huh. No se me viene a la mente.
And we did a bunch of local shows. ¿Cómo se llama este? From San Antonio. Plácido.
Oh, wow.
Salazar.
Plácido Salazar in San Antonio.
Wow.
We done the one in Amarillo.
You know, we've had a bunch of TV shows everywhere.
That's great, man. That's great.
Porpoise and, of course, Johnny Canales.
Right.
We had a lot of fun with him. He's a lot of fun.
And all of you guys have families of your own?
Yes.
All right, so I'll go down the line, and I'll start with you, Fidencio. How hard was it to... Did I say your name right?
Yes.
You gave me a look. Okay.
No, you did.
Okay. Leaving your family to go on the road. How tough was that?
It's difficult. It's difficult now that we're, especially now that we're getting, you know, up there in age.
Right.
I'm not going to say how old, but
22.
We want to go do the gigs and want to get home already because...
Right. It's not the same like when you're done lying, you know.
Not the same anymore, but yeah, it was it's getting difficult.
How hard was it for you, Gilbert, leaving the family?
When I first started, I didn't have family. I started playing with my brothers at the age of 15.
Oh, okay.
Hanging around with them when I was 11. Mm-hmm. So by the time I had family, I was already used to it. But you know, like my brother says, now it's hard because, you know, now we know what family is. Back then, I did. As long as I was with my brothers.
That was family enough, right?
That was game on, you know.
Right. And you, Larry?
Yeah, it was pretty hard, man.
Yeah?
It's still kind of hard.
missing the main holidays, like, you know, that's usually when they want the bands, the Christmas dance, the New Year's, and you miss a lot of that in New Jersey?
Yes, because, you know, you miss out on a lot of your kids growing up.
Birthdays and stuff like that.
Basketball games, football games.
And that's what a lot of people don't realize about a traveling musician, man, is that the magic moments that they're used to, their Tanchi flows, and they've got, you tend to miss.
Yeah, they're special, those games, of course.
Right.
They're special to each and every one of us, yeah.
Right. And what about, did y'all ever expand, did y'all ever have to play a country set or anything like that, do something out of the regular gigs that y'all had to do?
Oh, I did.
That's the one I remember, in Wisconsin.
We went to Wisconsin, and these people wanted nothing but banda music. Okay? And my brother Luis said, heck yeah, we do some banda.
Sure.
Yeah. Without even telling us. Okay? So we're traveling to Wisconsin. Hey guys, guess what? Forgot to tell y'all that
I picked up a gig over here and on Friday, so that Saturday. But,
you know, we're on the way up to Wisconsin from West Texas, right. And he says, you know, we got to play a lot of banda because these guys hired us because they want banda music. And I said, what? Yeah. Okay, guys. We bought Gilbert, the bass player, an acoustic bass in Florida one day. We were at a pawn shop and we saw, hey, bro, we need that one. We bought it. Because we used for serenatas and unplugs and stuff. He's got his acoustic bass. Okay, bro, stop. Let's get the acoustic bass because we got to practice some banda. Boom, 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 boom. You know, here we go. Arcos are banda tonight. I mean, it was something because I had to find the right songs to do this, and we changed up a lot of the regular songs.
Right.
Corridos and valsadas, boom. And then, okay, Gilly, you're going to act like a tuba. Boom, 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 boom.
We turned up the bass really loud, the snare. And
the pash! The snare, the drums, I mean, it was...
make much noise as
it
could.
It worked. We did it.
Is that right?
No complaints.
Of course, amazing. We,
dancing.
Know, every other one was a banda song, and then conjunto, and then banda, and here we go.
Wow.
You know. But that was an experience that we had to go way out of the box.
It was packed, man. It was
up in Wisconsin. That's the time that we're cowboy fans.
Right? Right.
Well, not all of us. I ain't gonna mention no names. But we went to see Labo Field. We had a lot of fun up in Wisconsin. But that was one of the times where we really had to switch over because my brother Luis, he does stuff like that. Hey guys, I forgot to tell you this. Oh, really?
It's okay to talk about him because since he's not here.
Right. Just keep going with him. And for the record, Larry was that cowboy fan.
He's a Redskin fan, guys. You guys are getting a big boo.
And so you guys, of course, you're traveling musicians, you're recording artists. How important is it to have a day job for you guys? Is that you're not doing that or
we do. Up to about 5 years ago, I was self-employed. I had my own semi.
So oh, okay.
Everybody has their own. But you know how everything's going up.
Oh, yes.
You know, so I got rid of mine, and my brother, we still has his semi, so the drummer, he has his. And Gilbert and I, we work for somebody.
And the question, to answer the question, yeah, it is important right now because back in the 80s and 90s when there was a lot of music.
Right. Support
not so much competition.
Right.
Now we got DJs. We got to fight for venue.
Right.
So it's now it's a lot more. Everybody wants to have a band. Everybody wants to be a DJ.
Right.
So it is. Our schedule is starting to go down, and you know. So yes, it's
a reflection of the industry right now.
Yes.
See, well, back then we used to play Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Thursday, Friday. I mean, we used to. And like my brother says, now it's just Saturday.
Right.
You know,
right.
We got to...
Back then, we could not hold another job. This wasn't
right,
a job, full
right,
time.
Right.
And we enjoyed it. But now you got a lot of different music, Mexican music coming in.
Right.
You have a lot of DJs coming in. And then you have this, like we were talking about earlier, where they're not kind of accepting you anymore.
Right.
And it's hard. And then another thing that really hit us hard when my brother passed away... I think we took 3-4 years before we record again, and we took a nosedive. And you can't do that in this industry.
Right.
You gotta keep recording,
yes.
Keep going.
Oh, yes.
But, you know, we just took it we took it too hard.
Right,
and,
right.
And it's understandable. It was our brother. He did 8 albums with us.
Right.
8.
I can imagine. I mean, because some bands, they lose a member and they stall. I can imagine losing a member and a family member at the same time.
Yeah, so he's only 26.
Right, right. Well, all right, let's go ahead and take another break with the Música de los Arcos, Hermanos Peña, here at Rancho Alegre Radio.
Amigos de parranda, nos juntamos.
Amigos, we hope you're enjoying this interview. We still have a little bit more to go, two more segments. But we're going to go ahead and end this part now and hope you join us for the other, the last part. And once again, thank you for listening to Rancho Alegre Radio. Check us out on RanchoAlegreTexas.com. And stay tuned for the next part of the interview. Thank you.